In October of 2010, Palmer voters approved the sale of up to $3 million in bonds to finance the purchase of historic properties within the city. Doug Griffin, Palmer city manager, says the long process of acquisition is underway, with property appraisals nearly complete and negotiations regarding the largest of the seven parcels now in progress.
It is somewhat complicated in that we are dealing with seven different parcels and seven different property owners, and we have tried to synchronize those negotiations.
Griffin says the city put up $80,000 to start the procurement process, which is complicated by both historic and environmental concerns.
We have secured a $100,000 grant from the state of Alaska last year to also assist us. With those funds, we have hired a land expert to assist us in the negotiations and development ideas.
The state's Agricultural Revolving Loan Fund owns the largest of the parcels, which has a historic warehouse on it. Franz Seeger-Boss is with the Matanuska Susitna Borough Cultural Resources Program. She says dealing with historic properties presents challenges. The warehouse is already on the National Register of Historic Places and dates to the 1935 Matanuska Valley Colony era.
Well, I guess you could say there's a value is twofold. There's the value of its historic significance and its ability to tell the story of the coming of the colonists and the part it played in the farming era of the colony project, and also the actual materials that are in the building are quite valuable because you have the original 2x4s and original hardwood floors and hardwood structure, which would be hard to find in this era.
Seeger-Boss says there are historic covenants on the warehouse and water tower that ensure the historic integrity of the structures if they are ever sold. She says the buildings help define how Palmer was laid out in the city's original days. Historic properties help define an area's history, but they bring their own types of problems. Griffin says the city of Palmer is working with both state and federal environmental officials to target contamination and form remediation plans to deal with the likely petroleum and pesticide pollution on some of the properties.
And we have been doing some environmental evaluation, have secured a targeted brownfields assistance grant from EPA to assist us in evaluating these properties so that we don't acquire something that's going to become a huge liability for the city.
Griffin says negotiations are ongoing with one of the private landowners as well, and that all property owners have exhibited a willingness to sell.
Well, when we first started the process, we wanted to make sure that all of the property owners were willing to negotiate with us. Of course, at that point, it comes down to price and perhaps some conditions and concerns with regard to environmental contamination, so it is complicated.
The city has not decided exactly what it will do with the land once it is purchased. Griffin says there are a lot of ideas out there, but it is important to do the groundwork first so that he can report back to the city council before any decision is made about selling bonds.
Well, the approval from the voters was to acquire the property, and I think it was done with the idea that various people have various ideas, but that there's not any one prominent idea about what to do with the property. So we're just following what the voters asked us to do, which would be to acquire the property. And, of course, we want to do it with our eyes wide open.
Griffin says the city hopes to complete its due diligence work soon so that the council can make that decision by late this year or early next year. I'm Ellen Lockyer.